your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
From the author of the Ghost of Hollywood series and Workplace Spells comes a book for all lovers of pets, Animal Spells and Magic by Marla Brooks. Learn how to choose your next pet according to their astrological sign. Explore animal superstitions. Learn 25 magic spells for your pets and get instructions on creating your own spells. Learn who to call upon and what to use to cast these spells. Include special chapters by Reverend Tim Shaw, Psychic to the Stars Kenny Kingston, Psychic Medium Victoria Gross, Animal Communicator Dinah Roseberry, and Shaman Willie Windwalker Gibson. This is the perfect book for all animal lovers. Animal Spells and Magic by Marla Brooks. For details on how to get your copy of this amazing new book, go to www.schifferbooks.com or check out Marla Brooks online at www.marlabrooks.com. This would make the perfect gift for the animal lover in your life. Go to www.schifferbooks.com or ask about it at your local bookstore.
Meet everybody and welcome once again to Stirring the Cauldron here on the Para-X Radio Network. And yes, the bell tolls for us tonight, as you just heard, because we're doing a live Ouija session with my guest Karen Dahlman, and it's all about animal communications through the Ouija board. From Karen's background and practice as a licensed board certified art psychotherapist, professional counselor, and hypnotherapist in private practice, she writes about ways to personally transform into your greatest self. Within the paranormal and metaphysical circles, Karen is known as a leading expert Ouijologist. And since 1973, Karen has been directly communicating with her spirit friends via the Ouija board and through other means as well. She's a channel for the collective group of light beings of source wisdom who come forth to share the wisdom of the ages and divinely inspired messages that help us discover our greatest joys and possibilities for living the life of our dreams through self-empowering choices. Now, during the live session tonight, we'll be taking questions from the chat room. So if you have any questions for or about a beloved pet on the other side, or you're curious to know what your very much alive fur baby or winged baby or scaled baby has on their mind, send me a private message in chat. And those who aren't in chat and have questions and would like to join us, please come over to www.para-x.com. All right, Karen, welcome back, and thanks for suggesting a live session dealing with animals, because we're all animal people here, and what a great opportunity to hear from both the other side and those of them that are here with us as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be back with you. And animal communication is such a fascinating area or arena to explore through a Ouija board or even through our own consciousness. It's we all love the animals, and what better way to connect with something that we love? It's the easiest way to actually connect to the energies is because it's through our hearts, through our heart center.
Yeah, and that will get there stronger and faster than anything else. Words are fine, but hearts are so much better. Let's talk about the live session for a minute. What will you be doing? How will the fur babies come through, both living and those that have crossed? You know, just give us the 911 or the 411. There you go. I got my 11s mixed up. All right.
It's okay. There's a couple ones in there. It all makes sense to me. So basically what we'll be doing, we'll start with a brief prayer, just help raise the vibration to match and reach the animal frequency. How this works is that I have a group of spirit guides who work with me, and they work to reach the animals that are in question or that want to come forth and communicate with us or to answer your questions. They'll change the frequency to match the animal. Then they'll interpret that message from them, because the animals work in pictures, images, feelings. It's you know, it's not a language like we know it. It's a different type of body language and imagery. And so they'll take that and translate it into words so we understand it on our end. So that's how it's going to be working. There'll be a translator working with the animals, and we'll bring forth whatever messages, you know, as it pertains to the questions that are asked.
Now, suppose they're... there are people that aren't going to ask questions, but will there perhaps be messages, like in a regular seance with a Ouija board, would there be messages that might come through for people who are listening even without them asking?
Absolutely. Yeah, that happens a lot. That happens often too. So that's that. Yeah. If there's no questions and people are just kind of wondering if they'll get a message, it may be enough for the messages to come through. So that's a possibility, you guys.
Yeah, so keep your ears open. You might hear somebody you haven't heard from in a very long time. And if you're like me, you have a whole lot of them on the other side who are probably champing at the bit to get through as well. All right, well, I think we can get started because there's a lot. I mean, I've already got a couple of questions coming into private. And again, guys, if you have any questions for the board, I guess that's the biggest way to say it, just send them to me in private chat, because you'd be surprised what's going to come through tonight. All right, so go ahead and we'll start with a prayer, yes?
Yes, we will. And so what I'm going to do is have you all take a few moments and breathe with me. I'm going to ask you to set the intention tonight with your breath that we're going to be communicating to our loved ones, our animals. And these are living and deceased. We can also speak to your very much alive animals as well as your deceased. And in fact, my live animals come through all the time and talk to me. Okay, so I'm going to talk to you about this little breathing exercise. You're going to take your breath and you're going to breathe it down into your sacrum part of your body, which is your throne. I call it the throne, which is your lower chakra in your sacral area. And you're going to breathe that into the ground, and that's going to ground you. And after you do that for a breath or two, you're going to bring your breath and focus it into your heart. And this allows you to focus on the expansion of the love energy, which creates the vibration to reach into those that we love. And you just think of, you could think of an animal that you love. You could think of a person that you love. You could just think of what love feels like and breathe that in and out of your heart. We're going to do that just a few moments. And then my partner and I have my partner here, Rodney's with me. We're going to hold hands and I'm going to say a little prayer. It's to set the vibration. It's if you want protection. It's also for that reason. It's mostly to set the vibration so we reach into the realms to reach the animals. And then you're going to want to have a piece of paper and pen with you, because I will call out the letters and you can write these messages down in real time as I'm receiving them. So you'll know exactly what was said. Okay, so we're going to start, everybody, and we're just going to start with the breathing exercise I mentioned to you. So take a few moments now and do the breathing exercise. Breathe deeply in and out and then up into your heart. Okay, I'm going to start with our prayer now. God, Goddess, Universe, Spirit, and all our relations, especially those loved animals of ours, we are here this evening with Marla Brooks and all of her wonderful listeners in the chat room and others that are listening, along with my partner Rodney and myself, and we seek universal guidance and wisdom from our animal friends in spirit and the ones that are alive. White light surrounds us, and all that is the power of Source is with us. We only speak to that which comes from this place of love. It's love through our heart as we connect to the loved ones, our loved animals, beloved animals. And so we always say thank you in advance for the animals that came through, the help of the spirit guides to bring their messages forth, and share love with everybody here today with us listening. Because you are a part of the show, and your energy is just as important as ours sitting here is. So with that, we say thank you, and we welcome the energies, and we shall begin. Okay. So before we start with the questions, I'm going to let them, they always do an opening statement, Marla.
Okay.
And then we'll go right into the questions, if that's all right.
Great, sure.
Okay, here we go. So I have one finger on the planchette, my partner has two hands on, and then I take my other hand, my right hand, and I write. So I'll be calling out the letters. Okay, they said, from now until the end of time, you will seek us, for we are your teachers. We teach only good. We are your friends and pets. Okay, that's an opening statement just from the whole idea of pets, pet consciousness.
Very cool. I was scribbling away and trying to catch up with you.
Oh, I know. And actually, they're going slow. They typically go a little bit faster than this, but we've had them slow down a little bit. I hope everybody's keeping up with us.
They know who we're dealing with. And hang on a minute.
Not my phone.
That's not from the other side. That's just from stupidity of not turning off my phone.
Oops.
Yeah, that makes a big difference, and it will stop in a minute, and then I'll turn it off. All right. In the meantime,
sure.
Hey, call from beyond.
That's right.
In the meantime, let me give you the first question.
Sure, let's do it.
It's from Patty, and she said she would like to know if her cat Pearl is happy, and if there's anything she needs her to do for her to make her happier, and does she know how much she loves her.
Oh, nice question. Great way to start. So here we go. This is for you, Patty. Starting to move. They're coming through. Okay, here comes the consciousness of your cat. Okay, here we go. THEHERE COMES THE CONSCIOUSNESS OF YOUR CAT. Okay, here we go. This is for you, Patty. Starting to move. They're coming through. Okay, here comes the consciousness of your cat. Okay, here we go. T-H-E-R-E-I-S-A-N-O-V-E-R-W-H-E-L-M-I-N-G-S-E-N-S-E-O-F-L-O-V-E. Y O USHOULDTHEVERED. Sorry, was that a W? Yeah, thank you. WEHAVERED. Okay, it says, there is an overwhelming sense of love. You should, that once over, something, maybe there's a word missing there.
Yeah, there's a word missing.
You should something, that once over, we have no needs. There they go. We have no needs. We see that you miss us, though we do not miss you. You are a part of us. Okay, there is an overwhelming sense of love. You should. Is there a word missing, you guys? Is there a word missing?
I didn't get it. No, I didn't.
K? Yeah, there's a word missing. K-N-O-W. Okay. There is an overwhelming sense of love. You should know that once over, we have no needs. They're talking about if they passed on. That once over, meaning on the other side, we have no needs. We see that you miss us, though we do not miss you. You are a part of us. So, is this cat? I didn't think this cat was dead.
No, she's not.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So let's see what they would say. Okay, so we get that message, but we're going to answer Patty's message about her cat Pearl.
Yeah,
it's about cat Pearl. Yeah,
yeah,
That was kind of like an interlude or something. I'm not sure. We'll find out what that was. we want to tell you guys this.
We know Pearl is with us. So.
Yeah, I had a feeling too. S.
Oh, wait. She said that's from her black kitty. Her black cat
kitty
that passed over. Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, so we're still here. They're spelling S-H-E-H-A-S. A-A-T-Y-P-I-C-A-L-N-E-E-D-F-O-R-Y-O-U-R-L O V E A N D A T T E N T I O N. It says she has a typical need for your love and attention. She has a typical need.
There were two A's. Yeah, atypical need.
She has an atypical need. What does that mean?
It means she has an atypical need for your love and attention.
Oh, got it. Atypical. Should be an. No, I guess it's atypical.
Yeah, it should be an. But yeah,
Atypical need. Okay, she has an atypical need for your love and attention. That's for Pearl. So, I'm wondering if was Patty thinking about her other cat by chance? I'm just wondering why that message came through.
It's possible, but that cat, she said, as you can see in chat, that she had Kitty for 19 years. And, you know, souls like that don't just go away. They're always around.
They don't. We all have our pets, and we all have many, and some of them still come back and communicate, and some move on. They move on to, they might reincarnate, which I've learned that the animals actually do reincarnate. And sometimes they come back to you in your same, in this life as another pet, and sometimes they move on into somebody else's life. So that's a possibility too.
Yeah, good question here, and I think I know the answer, and I think I might have just told him, but I got a question for him, and he says, how in the world do these animals know how to spell?
Yeah, well, they're not spelling it. What happens is a consciousness of the animals comes in. So it's like an oversoul, if you want to call it that. A communicator of the animals comes through. And that's what I said, that this energy is coming through now. It changes positions where my spirit guides enter on the board. And they enter to this one, enters in the bottom. And we know their energy. It's different than my typical spirit guides. But they come through and actually help the animals translate their images and feelings and what their energy into words for us. So it's as close as translation as you can get, trying to put words to what they're actually feeling, so that, you know, there's a translator in between that does that for us.
Makes very good sense.
And the translator's on the other side. It's a spirit energy that does it.
And, you know, the other thing about Kitty coming through to me is that when you're doing any kind of a Ouija session and you might want to speak to somebody, there's always going to be the stronger spirit that will come through first.
Absolutely correct. That's like any kind of seance or any kind of spiritual work. That's, you're absolutely right.
Well, interesting. She asked that question. Will other things just happen in? And the first thing that
happened, was it something else? Another animal, right, came through. It sounds like too. Because I was like, no pearls. The pearls blew alive. So it just sounds like really, Patty. Just she needs your typical needs for your love and your attention, and that's it. And you're doing it. I mean. So let me put fingers on here again. We want to know, is Pearl content and happy with the way things are going? Because Patty wants to make sure, okay, here we go, that she is. All right, so here we go. A-T-A-L-L-T-I-M-E-S-T-H-I-S-I-S. V E R Y M U C H T H E L I F E S H E C H O S E says, at all times, this is very much the life he chose. Well, who's that now? It's coming through.
Life she chose. No.
She chose. Got it. Thank you. At all times, this is very much the life she chose. Okay. Well, this is what I understand too, for humans and animals. We choose. We choose who we're going to, how we're going to reincarnate, where we're going to live, who we're going to be. And the animals do too. They pick you. They pick you from the other side, as you've also agreed to be with them. So know that. Know that it's a very mutual bond.
Yeah.
Chosen.
Oh, she said Pearlie's a rescue and had a rough start on the streets of Philly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see that. Yeah, Pearlie. How cute is that? She picked me right after Kitty died. I see.
Right after Kitty died. That makes sense. They do that. Yeah.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. I got a question from Cy in chat.
Okay.
He said, I had a wild bunny named Baby Bunny. How can I help the wild bunny survive better? I love her with all my heart and miss her.
Oh, I had a wild bunny once too. Wow. Okay. This is for Cy. Okay. W-E-W-I-L-L-R-E P E A T T H A T F R I E N D S A N D A N G E L S C O M E I N D I F F E R E N T S H A P E S A N D S I Z E S F R I E N D S H is that H I P S W I T H W I L D A N I M A L S T H O U G H N O T U I is that, no, it's not a I. It's a, no, skip out the U. N I Q. Oh, it is a U. U N I Q U E. Got it. Thank you. A R E V E R Y R A R E A N D U S U A L L Y S H O R T L I V E D B U T Q U I T E P O W E R F U L F O R B O T H P A R T I E S I N V O L V E D K N O W T H I S W E D O N O T E X T R A H E L P U N D E R N O or R M A L C O N D I T I O N S. Okay, it says, this will sigh about his wild bunny. We will repeat that friends and angels come in different shapes and sizes. Friendships with wild animals, though not unique, are very rare and usually short-lived, but quite powerful for both parties involved. Know this, we do not extra help under normal, I think it, they left out a word. We do not something extra help under normal conditions. What word did you leave out there? N E E D. So okay. I S T H E W O R D Y O U M I S S E D. Need is the word you missed. What's happening is because they're going so slow tonight, and also it's hard when we do this kind of work on the board, but even with the animals, the animals communicate rapidly, and so do the spirit beings. It's through packets of information, if you will. So it includes not just the language, it includes images and thoughts and projections and feelings, and so it comes rapidly. And so when they said you missed the word, it's true. I'm the filter in which this comes through, my partner and I, and so we're trying to go slow, and so we miss the words. And so they don't spell them out. And that's because of our connection with them. Sometimes it happens. Mm-hmm. But that was an interesting message for Psy. So they're saying they don't necessarily need extra help under normal conditions, but that, you know, having a friendship with the wild animals is really is rare, mm-hmm. but it's very valuable and lovely for the two that get to share that kind of relationship.
Exactly. So how lucky is that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got another question from Ceiling Cat.
Okay.
And she said, hang on, I've got to scroll back. She said, is there anything I can do to make her kitty Moo, M-U, happier?
Oh, okay. All right, let's see. Here you go, Ceiling Cat. All right, it's starting to move, and away we go. CATSCUDDLEYANDTOOSE E L F I S H N O I W I L L T A K E C A R E O F M Y S E L F Cats cuddly and two. What? Cats cuddly and two self. Too selfish, right? Yes, too selfish. Cuddly and too selfish. Now I will take care of myself. Wow.
Sounds like she's got one that's related to my cat. Yeah, well, I think we've talked, she and I've kind of mentioned that, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rodney has something he wants to say. What is that?
Yeah.
Cuddly and
too
selfish.
And as I said.
C-A-T.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Okay, this is what they did. They took the word cats, okay, and they made an acronym, C-A-T-S,
mm-hmm.
cuddly and too selfish, C-A-T-S. They made an acronym. Sometimes they do this. The animals are clever, and so are the spirit guides. So that's an acronym for cats, cuddly and too selfish. And then it says, now I will take care of myself.
That's like, you know, looking down your nose at your species, in a way.
It kind of is. And it's kind of saying, you know, we're cuddly and cute and stuff, but yet we can take care of ourselves. That's so funny. Really, so I don't know if you can really make your cat Mew happier. It sounds like Mew is doing it himself or herself. I don't. That's funny.
Let me see.
Independent cat. Imagine that. Let's see what else Mew might have. Mew, what else might you have to say? That's really clever, you guys, saying the CATS acronym. All right, here we go. This is from Mew. W-H-E-N-I-W-A-N-T-A-T-T-E-N-T. T-I-O-N-I-W-I-L-L-C-O-M-E-T-O-Y-O-U-A-N-D-W-H-E-N-I-W-A-N-T-T-O-E-A-T. Ah, when I want attention, I will come to you, and when I want to eat. Okay.
That's called attitude. That's catitude.
That's a catitude. She's a very independent kitty. It's a kittitude. Yeah, there you go. That's, well, I think she's happier because she's got you trained, I think. Don't all cats have us trained? Mm-hmm. Marla knows. I know.
Oh, yeah. We all know.
Yeah.
Okay. In the chat room, the amazing Waddle says, I do have an old dog that was my best friend. Try him. He's named Mugsy.
Moxie?
Mugsy. M-U-G-S.
Oh, I see it. Mugsy. I see him on there. Yeah, I'm in the chat room too, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's see what happens here. Okay. Mugsy. The amazing Waddles. Okay, Mugsy, what do you have to say? Can Mugsy come through? And if so, what would be the message? All right, it's moving right now. D-O-G-S-E-D-O-I-N-G-O-T-H-E-R-S-G-O-O-D. S E R V I C E. They did another acronym. They took the word dogs and they said this stands for doing others good service. So that's the acronym. I don't know if this is Mugsy or not, but this is what they wanted to come through. Dogs, doing others good service. And that makes sense. Dogs are very much like that. Okay, let's go ahead and put our hands on here. Fingers on here, and let's ask, can Mugsy come through a message for the amazing Waddles for Mugsy? That was a nice message. Thank you for that. I like these acronyms you guys are giving us. I-N-T-I-M-E-S-O-F-T-R-O-U-B-L-E. O R S A D D N E S S T H I N K O F M E A N D I W I L L S T A Y B Y Y O U R S I D E L O O K F O R M E A G A I N T O B E W I T H Y O you. Okay, here you go. This is the message. In times of trouble or sadness, think of me and I will stay by your side. Look for me again to be with you. This very well could be a case of the reincarnation we were talking about earlier, of animals coming back. So it sounds like your animal's with you, the energy, the spirit of your animal right now, and he wants you to think of him. whenever you can, and he'll be by your side, but to look for him again. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yes.
That's a nice message. It's something to look forward to.
It absolutely is. And you know what? People always ask me this question. If the animal comes back, how will I know?
Yeah.
You know, because there's like this feeling, and it's more of a gut or an instinctual or a heart feeling. It's on the feeling level, and you'll know. You'll even ask yourself, could this be the same animal back again? You'll ask yourself that, and that's an indication that possibly it could be.
Yeah, amazing. And really very, very cool. And I was just going to say, yes, he will know. There won't be any doubt.
Yeah, it won't be doubt.
That's it. All right. We've got, appropriately, a question from Kat. And she wants to know about her cat Spider's health. And it's a two-part question. And why is her cat Pook? What does he want? He's crying, meowing a lot lately.
Oh, Spider, what a cute name for a cat. I love that. Okay, here we go. They heard the message, so the planchette's moving. We'll start writing in just a second. Oh, here we go. Okay, consciousness is coming in.
Y-O-U-S-E-R-E-F-O-R-M-E-A-S-Y-W-O-U-S-E-A-R-E-F-I-T-A-N-D-T-H-A-T-W-I-L-L-P-E-R-F-E-C-T. A-L-L-C-A-T-S-H-A-V-E-P-E-R-C-E-P-T-I-O-N-S-B-E-Y-O-N-D-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H-A-T-O-F-T-H
E-I-R-E-I-S-S-O-M-E-T-H-E-R-E-I-S-S-O-M-E-T-H-E-I-N-G-T-H-E-N-E-T-H-I-N-G-T-H-E-R-E-I-S-S-O-M-E-T-H-I-N-G-T-H-E-N-E-T-H-E-R-E-I-S-S-O-M-E-T-H-I-N-G-T-H-A-T-N-E-E-D-S-T-O-B-E-A-D-D-R-E-S-S-E-D-I-T-M-A-Y. Turn the page, one second, guys. Thank you. I know. Okay. B E Y O U R W E L L N E S S N E E D S O R T H A T O F H I S H E R F R I E N D. Wow, had a lot to say there. Very verbose, Spider.
Two questions.
Yeah, it was two questions. Maybe they covered them both. Okay. Please do not be concerned about my health beyond my day-to-day needs. You see, we are here to teach you about life and death. So care for me as you see fit, and that will perfect. So I think that's the word means, but that will be perfect probably. Mm-hmm. All cats have perceptions beyond that of their caretakers. They know when there is something that needs to be addressed, and it may be your wellness needs or that of his, her friend. So this is a very interesting thing I stumbled upon over the years talking to animals, is that often the animals will take on a ailment or a sickness to help us heal, and it's to kind of make us focus either on them to help us heal or to see our energy going to something beyond ourselves, or also to point out something that might be happening to us. Mm-hmm. And I've heard of, I actually spoke to a cat who got really, really sick and died of a weird bone growth. But several years earlier, this same cat would lay in this woman's chest when she was going through chemotherapy and really took on the energy of this breast cancer. And the cat, after that, got really sick. And so sometimes the animals come here to heal us. And they really see themselves as teachers and healers. And they know we can take care of them. They need us to take care of them when they're domestic like this. But yet they recognize their role, and they really see themselves as here to heal us. So look at that question about your cat's health and see if there's something maybe in your health that just you're questioning or you're looking at. So kind of flip it around. Sometimes the cats want to show us that.
Okay. And Pookie... crying so much, do they have a comment about that?
I think that's part of what that other one.
Okay.
Oh, about crying so much, yeah. About our needs? Okay. So right. The part about here, they know when there is, let me just put it back on there and just make sure that's correct, if that we got the whole message there. Because they were asking about, she was asking about Spider crying a lot. And so we want to make sure we get that answer too. Okay. So here we're moving. Okay. A-L-L-A- N S W E R E D. All answered. Okay. That was part of the answer about the wellness.
I love the way they do that. All right, you idiot human. Didn't you get it?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Let us repeat again. Yeah, I know. They're so funny. Yeah. to them, and this is the other thing, Marley. It's really fun about this, the animal communication. They sometimes in the beginning, they'd say, well, we talk to you all the time. And I said, well, just not on the Ouija board. And they said, mm-hmm. Well, we think it's so you even want to talk to us at all because we talk to you always. And they're always sending us, our animal friends are always sending us images and feelings and thoughts. And we pick up on those and we just kind of respond to them without realizing we're actually really communicating with them. And so now it's where I've worked to really slow it down and to actually hear their thoughts and feel their images and see their images and also on the board. So I've taken it to a different level, but we're all doing this all the time. Mm-hmm. Would you want to say, Rodney?
Interestingly enough, we were doing this the other night and this dog said, What do you know about me when I come to you wagging my tail? And the people said, well, I know you're happy. Exactly.
You're reading us.
You've got my communication.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is really that simple, but yet we can slow ourselves down and really connect and see their thoughts and feel their thoughts and their images. It's really fascinating how this works.
It is. I'm just going to say that the show on after us, Lily isn't going to be on tonight. So if we spill over just a little bit, it's okay. If anybody has any questions that you haven't asked because of time, please feel free. And in the meantime, I've got a very interesting question from Mufi in chat. Okay. She said, when I went to the house to pick up my Himalayan cat, Boo, there was a really bad vibe in the house. What was wrong in that house?
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right. W-H-A-T-D-I-D-T-H-E-C-A-T-S. A Y O F T H I S. Y N O O U S E E C A T S A R E Q, U, I, T, E, C, A, P, A, B, L, E, O, F, H, A, N, D, E, L, I, N, G, P, R, O, B, L, E, M, S, B, E, Y, O, N, D, T, H, A, T, T, H, A, T, I, S, N, O, R, M, A, L, L, Y, S, E, E, N, T, H, E, Y, H, A, V, E, Q, U, I, T, E, S, T, R, O, N, G, E, N, E, R, G, Y, F, O, R, T, H, E, U, N, S, E, E, N, I, F, F, yeah, F, got it, thank you, S, H, E, W, A, S, F, I, N, D, E, S, Wattlesale. Okay. What did the cat say of this? Question back to you, Mufi. Hmm. What did the cat say of this? You see, cats are quite capable of handling problems beyond that. This is normally seen that, beyond that, that is normally seen. They have quite strong energy for the unseen. If she was fine, so is all there. So the question asked is, what do you think your cat felt or experienced of this? What was your cat's response? Was your cat different or the same? And just to know that whatever it was, the cats are able to handle this probably better than we humans can.
Yeah. Well, I'm with Moof. I would like to know what was in the house, frankly. But apparently, you know, like all messages, they don't come to be the exact answer we want.
Exactly.
It's the exact answer we need to hear.
Right. And you'll
cryptic
find
that, stuff, yeah.
It is. And you'll find that a lot with any messages from the other side. It'll come through exactly what we need to hear. It may not be how we expected to hear it either. Yeah, that's the interesting part. Is you know, you can't control it. They say what they need to say.
Mm-hmm. They're amazing. Yeah.
Well, I wish we knew, Sophie, but at least we know that whatever it was, your cat's able to maneuver through it and navigate, not to worry.
Well, the other thing is, I think the cat is giving Mufi credit for being able to understand Boo, because it's, what did the cat say about it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like whoever is speaking through, I don't know that that was Boo that wrote this. It could, you know.
I think it was, to me, it didn't feel like Boo directly. Some of the messages right. came through were the animals. This is more of a consciousness, oversoul of the cat species who comes through and communicates. It's more general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're giving Mufi credit for being able to hear and to yes. understand. And, you know, because I think a lot of us, I'll personalize it. I think T gets really upset with me because I don't always get what he's asking for.
Yes.
And so, I mean, because this is a cat, honestly, whose tail never stops whipping back and forth. This is one annoyed cat. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, once in a while when I come in after I've been out, he'll come up with the tail straight up. Hello, that's good. But, I mean, continually this cat, whip, 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 whip. I mean, you know, he's got issues of some sort because he needs to, you know, he just doesn't settle down. You know, and like Cece's, he's a tough guy, but I think animals in general do get annoyed with us sometimes when we're not either paying good enough attention or attention at all. You know, if you're doing something else, I mean, T has it all worked out. If I'm working on the computer and not paying attention to him, first he'll sharpen his claws on the end of the chair, which is okay, but then he'll jump up and swack me and run. You know, or bite and run, you know, it's a hit and run. And it's just like, all right, you know, and I know he's playing in a way, but I think he's also frustrated. So I think T thinks that humans are stupid completely.
Right. You know? And I spoke to T a while back, and that's definitely his personality. You know, my cats, they all have a unique personality. Everybody knows that has cats or even dogs. And you're right, Marla, I agree with you. That's like, there's an annoyance sometimes because, especially even from the cats, they are so independent and they do feel like we should get this. And they said, you know, we've already told you this before, but it's kind of like that kind of, it's, you know, it's like that kind of conversation. Although they're very loving and they're here to teach us, they have their own personality and they do come kind of in with these personalities like humans do. So it's ingrained in them.
It is. All right. So last call for questions. If anybody has a question, send it over to me right now. Otherwise, we're going to let Karen's hand rest up, because I know I got writer's cramp on all this.
We'll do some sessions that even go for 5 hours sometimes. We did a show on Halloween that was 3 hours long, constant messages too. Yeah, so we get a little
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Yes. We're so used to doing it though, so used to it.
Yeah, I guess you get used to it. I just, you know, I realized as I'm doing this that I don't write as much as I used to, because with the computer and, you know, whatever, and texting, you don't write with your hand. And
I don't.
I think all that memory hand memory, muscle memory in my hand is gone, because it was like, okay, stop now, stop, you know.
Well, I can't read my writing. That's the problem I'm having. So when I, because I write it all in, I don't write cursive. I write just regular words, and they overlap sometimes. Or my spelling, I mean, not my spelling, my writing is not good because I'm so used to working on the computer too. So
yeah,
that does get in the way.
Got one quick question from Patty.
Great.
She said, is heaven the same for pets as for people?
Great question. Okay, they heard. Here we go. Y-O-U-N-O-M-A-T-T-E-R-H-O-W-M-U-C-H-Y-O-U-T-R-Y-T. Is that a T? No, it wasn't a T. Okay, thank you. Y-O-U-R-S-E-L-F-W-E-A-R-E-A-L-O-F-A-S-I-N-G-L-E-L-O-V-I-N-G-S-A-N-D-A-R-E-A-F-F-O-R-D-E-D. Let me turn the page. Go ahead. Thanks. T-H-E-S-A-M-E-L-O-V-I-N-G-S-P-A-C-E-A-S-Y-O-U. Okay. That was a great question, Patty. I appreciate that question. So you, no matter how much you try, you will never know the answer until you experience it yourself. We are all of a single loving, okay, S by itself means source. That's their, that's kind of a, I don't know, what would you say? That's just their tradition. They use the letter S.
S for source, a God.
All that is.
All that is, the one.
Yeah. We are all of a single loving source and are afforded the same loving space as you. So I guess basically the answer is yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's the same. We're all from the same source and it's all loving is what they're saying.
So we all cross Rainbow Bridge and we'll all meet up at some point.
That's right.
The size of it. Yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
All right. Well, we are pretty close to, well, we're over a little bit, but we're just not going to get shot or anything. But why don't you, first of all, thank you, by the way, for doing this. And we'll have to do it again sometime. Why don't you tell people where they can get a hold of you, where they can find you? I mean, it's not just about this. You're full of all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah. Well, if it's okay, we go a couple more minutes. I need to let them close out the session if we can do that.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
And then I'll show that. But thank you so much for the opportunity. So what I like to do when the session ends is just to let them make a final statement. And I always thank them again. And then we just release the energy to go back to where it came from. Okay. So here we are. Final statement for our group participants here. EVERYINTERACTIONALSON. Every interactional, what? Every interactional lesson. Oh, every interaction, a lesson. Every interaction, a lesson. They want us to take, that's the takeaway they want us to have from this.
So when he runs up and swats her or does that,
there's
a lesson in that for her.
There is. It's run, get the Kleenex because I'm bleeding. Yeah, that's the lesson. And I get that one loud and clear. Yeah.
Very cute. Well, let me thank them. Okay, thank you everybody that came through, all the energies for this source, for the energies of the animals and the spirit communicators, translators. Thank you so much. We thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, the energies has lifted and it's gone. So thank you everybody for welcoming me in the chat room, and I appreciate that, and thank you for your questions. And Marla, thank you as always for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure to be here. And so I do a lot of work with the board and also just with spirituality and well-being in general. And I write books about these topics, and I write articles about them. I have a lot of articles on my website. Please check it out. It's KarenADahlman.com, DAHLMAN.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Google+, Twitter, all the basic major social media under Karen A. Dahlman. And join my newsletter on the website. I release articles. You'll be the first to receive them. And I have a plethora of articles on my website. So go under articles and you can find everything from talking boards, well-being, spirituality, and questions people write in and ask me about all kinds of fun, unseen, spooky things. So, but thank you again for having me. This has been quite a pleasure, and I feel honored to do this work.
Yes, you're doing very good. We're both of you, actually. Thank you both. Like I said, we'll do it again because it's wonderful. You know, sometimes we need to hear from the other side, whether it be through animals or the collective or, you know, whoever.
I agree.
We need to get messages, and I think that's really important. So be on the lookout. I'll call you back.
Sounds good to me, Marla. Thank you so much.
I'll send a message through the board.
Oh, I love it. Let's do that.
Yeah. All right. And everybody, thank you for participating tonight. Thank you for your questions. And until next time, everybody, blessed be and merry meet again. Good night.
This has been another edition of Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks. Be sure to tune in next week at this same time for another great guest and more cauldron stirring. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without explicit permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2014. Moonlight Hall by Kevin MacLeod, licensed through Incompetech.com.